I'm going to have to talk a little quickly this morning. There's too many pages for me to cover in the time that we have, so I will have to be as quick and brief as I can be. So in our country, in our world, specifically our country, it seems like, but although I will tell you, I've talked to other people in tell me their relatives in other parts of the world are experiencing the same thing. And that is the point of not wanting to have power over being subject to power and authority. People wanting to have their own way and getting rid of the power structure. They want, that's very opposite of what God would have us to have. God set up a power structure in our world and our society. That's why he made humans very socialistic in the sense of we have to be socializing with each other to survive without having a social structure. We do not survive without that. Not good. But evil and the devil would have us to get rid of our power structures. Why? He wants us to get rid of God as being the head of our power. I've noticed this in the church too. I've noticed how people who proclaim the gospel will use lots and lots of stories and very little structure or little authority of their lesson. For example, let me tell you a story. Oh, isn't this funny? Oh, that's nice. In a 45-minute period, tell me how many scriptures was used. Two? One? None? What's that doing? Getting rid of power. Getting rid of authority. When you don't have the power and the authority, and you can't say, this is how come I'm doing this. This is why I'm doing. This is the authority I'm doing it by. Now you're doing it on your own authority. Jesus was marveled as to how he spoke because that's exactly what the leaders of the time thought. So he was doing a power of his, what power, what authority are you doing this? We saw this today in our class a little bit. Nicodemus coming to Jesus. How? What? He wanted to know more. Our main scripture we're going to be talking about today will be from Acts chapter 4. Verses 1 through 12. I'll be referring to this several times, but we'll be throwing in quite a few other scriptures too, as I don't want to nullify the authority that was given to us in through the scriptures. So, Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. I'll read this through, but I'll refer to it back several times to this particular section. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captains of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day, that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Ananias, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, or by what name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well. Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by your builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." What power, what authority are we to use? Here, we see that we must use the power and the authority of Christ Jesus. Where did he get his authority from? From God. What other authority is higher than God? None. I say this because so many people today are being brainwashed to say that I am my own power. Why should I? This year was the first year I had a fourth grader stand up to me in my face and say, make me. A nine-year-old, thinking there's no need for power structure, make me. This, along with watching some of the other things that I've seen in congregations where they don't use scripture in their lessons, this is the attitude that our country and other places around the world, Satan has influenced. Get rid of the power. Get rid of the authority. Why? Because he wants to see us not go to heaven. God would have us to obey him, and there's a power structure there. We must understand and obey. Being my own boss is nice because I can have my own authority. I can treat people who I want. As a chiropractor, I can use my hands to help people anytime, anywhere in this state, that is. Dr. Tim Castleberry, he influenced me quite a bit when I was younger. He was an optometrist. He made the same statement. I asked him because I was going through the process of becoming a chiropractor and had to interview some doctors as to why they were wanting to be a doctor. And one of the things that Dr. Tim Castleberry said to me was, I like to be an optometrist because I can help Christians as I see the need. And I don't have to ask somebody if I can help a fellow brother. And sadly, he passed away as I was in chiropractic college. I found out that year alone, his wife somehow, well, simply put, it was found out he gave away $50,000 worth of his services that year alone to Christians. That's how much he believed in helping other people. And he did not have to ask somebody else. He had his own authority to do so. And that's a nice thing to have. But when it comes to religion, we do not have authority on our own. We must use the authority which God has given. And God has given Christ Jesus the authority, and that's who we are to call on. Anything we do in this world with religion must be through Christ Jesus. We cannot be saved without it. There's an appeal to being our own boss, and Satan would want us to allow that to be into the church as well. No, we are not our own boss when it comes to be saved or in religion. We are servants of Christ. We are servants of God. Well, you can see this at times in Judges chapter 21, verse 25. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. The Israelites back in that time, they also had a problem with this same concept. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Sound familiar? It's a period of marked with where Israelites were behaving very badly. And in this time frame, they were getting worse and getting worse, and becoming very wretched in God's eyes. It's also the same concept today. I am my own boss. I am my own authority. So rebellious against authority. Turn on the TV. There you go. You'll see it. However, those who are in power have different ideas also. In human power, people want to have power. Doesn't mean they're always right? No. But do they have power from God? Well, God's the one who set up the government, so we understand that. But there are people who should not be where they are only because they're not being, I should say it this way. I would hope that they would be better than they are. Because they make bad choices, and they're not basing their choices on the authority of God, but rather their own. In Acts chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, here we see, and it came to pass in the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Ananias, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, as many were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And then they set before the midst of them, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? This is an implication that it wasn't by their power. They wanted to hold on to the power. You're not doing it through us. Who are you doing it through? We're questioning your power. It's not through us. We have the power. Point being is that all rulers should understand their power comes from God, which that's ultimately where it comes from. What's the meaning of power? Force, strength. Ultimately, it also means authority. Authority also has verses where it's talking about authority, a right or power is used as well. Power is demonstrated by the apostles that could not have been originated from men. Can you imagine some politician today having miracles? Did they have God's authority? The apostles did. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, man arrested, attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. What other religious originator ever did miracles? How about the one who did the Scientology? Did he ever do miracles? How about Muhammad? Miracles? No. How about Joseph Smith, Mormon? No. No other religion is based on the authority for which they could prove came from God. This religion that we find in the Bible came from power, God. And at one point you might say, oh, it's just a book. Somebody could have written it. When you really analyze the Bible, how many other texts do you ever find anywhere in the world that has so many authors with so many over thousands of years being written and having the same theme and having witness after witness after witness? Show me any book, any text. There are no other texts. The Bible has the authority of God and God has proven it. John chapter 3, verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night. Sound familiar in our class? Also the song. Thank you very much, Edward. The songs you led, thank you very much. He said to him, Rabbi, oh, we're not talking about Nicodemus, are we? Nicodemus? This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus promised his disciples power. He extended the power to his disciples. Acts 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The apostles preached with power. It wasn't my word or the highway. It was my word because I can show you I have the power. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 5. 1 Corinthians, my apology, 2. If I said it incorrectly, my apology. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did I come to you with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God? For I determined to not know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words or of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Where do we get our authority? God. Where did the apostles get their authority? God, and they proved it. Jewish leaders didn't like it because their authority even though given to them by God, they wanted to abuse their authority. They didn't like losing it. Their standing, their social standing. Jesus stated that they were given authority by his Father. John chapter 5, verse 43. John chapter 5, verse 43. One more time. John chapter 5, verse 43. I've come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. Why? They knew that the apostles and Jesus, specifically, came with God and came with power. They didn't like it. John chapter 5, verse 31 through 47. It's a bit of a lengthy reading, but I think it's good to know. John chapter 5, verse 31 through 47. Jesus discloses that he is from God, but they do not want to acknowledge this because they do not love God. That's the whole crux. The people who don't want to listen to God and have the authority of God do not love God. They can say they do, but in action, they do not. This is why this particular section of Scripture is important, to show that there's a precedence that the people who don't want to believe or obey or listen to Christ really don't love God. Chapter 5, John, chapter 5, verse 31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent John, you have sent to John, and he has borne witness of the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He has the burning and the shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to receive and rejoice in this light. But I have greater witnesses than John's, for the work which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, who sent me, has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, you do not believe. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men. But I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come from the Father's in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? They were even forewarned. They were taught. The Jews chose not to believe Christ. Notice that Jesus is showing that he has the authority higher than Moses, and he got the same from where Moses got his from, God. Jesus promised his disciples would have the same authority and have the delegated authority and power. Mark 16, verse 17. We've already referred to some of these in class today. And these signs, one more time, Mark 16, 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The apostles did this and more. Those are signs and miracles that help to prove the power for which they were speaking from. John chapter 14, verse 11 through 14. One more time. John chapter 14, verse 11 through 14. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do. Because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, some people want to say that, oh, that applies to us today. How many people doing miracles today that are true miracles? How's that? This context is Jesus speaking to the apostles. And he's telling them, you're going to have the same authority. That's to them. We look to Christ. Obviously, ultimately, we look to God. But God gave the authority to Christ. And what did Christ do? He gave the authority to who? The apostles. We cannot look at anybody else for authority other than what we've just now stated. God, Christ, apostles. Beyond that is asking for some other authority other than God. The answer to the question was for Jesus. Jewish leaders were wanting to know, by what power? Well, we also see in verse 4 of Acts, Acts chapter 4, verse 10, again, referring back to what we read earlier. Let it be known to you and to all the people of Israel that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. Again, the power is from God. It's being shown. Simon saw Peter and John giving the power of the Holy Spirit to the new Christians and Simon, who previously practiced sorcery, desiring that power also. He wanted his own authority. He wanted his own power. He wanted his own glory. The glory that Simon the sorcerer wanted was not for God. It was for selfish, prideful reasons of himself. We see in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 8, verse 17, moving on from 17, Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on the hands of the, who? Any old person? Who? The apostles. Someone who's been given the authority, the power. From who? Christ. Who got his? Where he get it? From God. We see that the power is not from just anybody. Continuing on, verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone whom I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Spirit. You have an idea here what he's wanting. Just read the context. It's not for the glorification of God. Authority is the right and the power. As a reminding. If you don't have the right, you don't have the power. You don't have the authority. Authority means nothing. Have you ever gone to a place? We were traveling this last week, went to a rest stop. One door said, authorized personnel only. The other said, public restroom. Why did everybody go that way? Public restroom. They knew they weren't authorized. They knew they didn't have the authority to go in that door. That door says, authorized personnel only. But those said, public bathroom. Oh, that means for all the rest of us. Who has the right to go in that door? Those who have been given the key or the authority. Beyond that, we're not to do that. We have not been given the authority to do certain things.